Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Justice Department is seeking the names of everyone who worked the elections in Fulton County in 2020. Some Georgia taxpayers will be getting a special tax refund check, and Clark Atlanta University is getting more money for security.
Anytime we put anything on our campus when it comes to campus safety, as a result of those and any potential violence, we want to make sure that we're prepared because we don't want to be responsive. We want to be proactive when it comes to campus safety.
Today is Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Justice Department is seeking the names of every person who worked in the 2020 election in Atlanta's Fulton County. The county's lawyers filed a motion yesterday to quash a grand jury subpoena requesting the information. They argue the subpoena is meant to target President Trump's political opponents and is overly broad. The action follows the FBI's January seizure of ballots from the county. Trump has accused the Democratic stronghold of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, even though judges and his own attorney general concluded otherwise. A Southwest Georgia wastewater treatment operator has been indicted for allegedly falsifying reports and polluting the Chattahoochee River. A federal grand jury in Columbus charged Fort Gaines wastewater treatment operator Christopher Samuel Jones in April. The indictment came after the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper noted huge discrepancies between collected and reported pollution discharges from a pipe at the Fort Gaines plant over a period of 2 years. The Riverkeeper says the city has addressed water quality issues and, as of March, their testing showed discharges within permitted limits. The drought across Georgia has put much of the state's agriculture on pause, but as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, recent rains are starting to change that.
Fourth-generation peanut farmer Kenny Ray Davis Jr. of Ben Hill County says Georgia peanut farmers like to plant around the middle of April. That didn't happen this year.
It was just dry, so we held up, but it's May now, it's time to go.
So peanut farmers are planting this week. Davis says just because the drought made planting wait doesn't mean harvest can wait on the other end.
We're planting around 100 acres a day, 120 acres a day, so, you know, 1,000 acres.
He has about 10 days to plant 1,000 acres.
It'd be wide open. Whatever we have to do, we'll put the time, the hours in to be sure we get this crop in.
Even if, Davis says, that means running tractors through the night. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Ben Hill County.
Two-thirds of Georgia third graders are reading below grade level. Governor Brian Kemp today signed into law a bill that aims to change that, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Governor Brian Kemp signed House Bill 1193 into law aiming to improve the state's literacy rate. The bill funds literacy coaches for all public elementary schools in the state and has a $70 million price tag.
If young learners fail to learn how to read at the start of their educational careers, they'll struggle to read to learn during the rest of their academic journeys. This bill is a monumental step in our years-long work to ensure students have the literacy skills they need.
HB 1193 was one of Speaker John Burns' legislative priorities. Kemp also signed House Bill 1009, which extends the ban on student cell phone use in schools through high school. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens has proposed a nearly $1 billion budget for the city for the 2027 fiscal year. Dickens says his proposed budget represents a 2% increase over the last fiscal year. The increase reflects rising retirement contributions and health care costs. Some of the priorities for his budget include affordable housing and public safety. Clark Atlanta University will receive $250,000 in federal money for campus safety improvements. Congresswoman Nikema Williams delivered the check to university leaders today. The money will be used to upgrade technology. Campus Police Chief Deborah Williams says that's especially important now as HBCUs nationwide are seeing an uptick in threats of campus violence.
Anytime we put anything on our campus when it comes to campus safety, as a result of those and any potential violence, we want to make sure that we're prepared because we don't want to be responsive. We want to be proactive when it comes to campus safety.
The Atlanta University Center, which includes Clark Atlanta and three other HBCUs, was placed on lockdown because of threats last September. Last year, Clark Atlanta received $600,000, which it used for emergency call stations on campus. Georgia taxpayers should begin seeing special state income tax refunds soon. Governor Brian Kemp and the State Department of Revenue say taxpayers should receive the one-time rebates approved in the 2026 General Assembly within weeks. Most eligible taxpayers who filed timely state returns for the past 2 years can expect one-time refunds of between $250 and $500, depending on filing status. Delta Airlines is changing its onboard service on some flights starting this month. The Atlanta-based airline says it will no longer offer food and drinks on flights shorter than 350 miles beginning May 19th. A spokesperson for Delta tells GPB it's part of an effort to create a more consistent experience across its network. The airline says passengers in first class will still receive full service, and flights longer than 350 miles will continue to include complimentary snacks and beverages in most cabins. About 9% of Delta's schedule will move to no onboard service. In sports, the Atlanta Braves face the Seattle Mariners again tonight for the second of a three-game series. The Braves blew a 4-0 lead last night in a 5-4 loss. J.R. Richie, the Braves' starting pitcher and Seattle native, presided over the beginning of the Braves' collapse. In the sixth inning, with the Braves up by four, he walked two batters before giving up a homer. He was taken out of the game, and reliever Tyler Kinley gave up two more runs. All told, Richie walked six. The bright spot? Braves slugger Matt Olson hit his 300th career home run. Bryce Elder is scheduled to get the start for the Braves tonight. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. Today is publication day for Catherine Stockett's newest novel, more than a decade after publishing The Help to wide acclaim. The Calamity Club is about an orphan in Mississippi during the Great Depression, her mother, who had fallen on hard times, and one woman's mission to help reunite them. I'll be in conversation with Catherine Stockett at Wild Heaven West End Garden Club in Atlanta on Thursday, May 14th. A ticket gets you a signed copy of the book. Learn more at acapellabooks.com. If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, take a moment and do it now. It'll keep us current in your podcast feed. And if you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.